Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode until the question-and-answer session of the call. If anyone would like to ask a question at that time, you may press star 1. Today's conference is being recorded. If anyone has any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now I'd like to turn the call over to your host for the day, Mr. Cyrus Milchin. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everybody, and good afternoon. If you're in a different time zone than mine, today we'll talk about Tivoli Storage Manager reporting and monitoring. And this presentation is basically an update on our existing enablement material for TSM 6.1. So I will cover TSM reporting and monitoring from the beginning, and I will also include the updates for TSM 6.2. Then I will also talk about Fastback. So Fastback has now included reports, and I will give you an outlook how they look like and how they are installed. Basically, this is a technical call. So it's about deployment of our reporting and monitoring solution, and it's about configuration, and I want to show you how fairly easy it is to install and configure this solution. Questions, please hold until the end. We'll have an open lines for Q&A at the end of the session. So I will start with slide number 2, which is the agenda slide. Agenda, first I talk about TSM, reporting and monitoring. TSM, when I say TSM, I mean TSM 6.2. Okay? Then I talk about monitoring, and I have a couple of thoughts about part of our solution. Ties into IBM Tivoli Monitoring. IBM Tivoli Monitoring is a very good successful that we sell, and this particular product does now have TSM monitoring included as well. So I want to talk a little bit about it, even though it's not necessarily the core of TSM reporting and monitoring. So a couple of thoughts on ITM, and then I'll talk about TSM Fastback and the reporting capabilities which we have included in the actual GA versions. So Fastback reporting is available today, and I'll talk about it. I'll talk about how to install it. The installation does slightly differ from the installation that we perform for TSM. Okay, let's start and go right into TSM reporting and monitoring. So when we came up with the solution, the idea was that we provide an out-of-the-box solution for TSM reporting and monitoring. It was primarily done to support reporting, because we have many customers and they want a reporting solution. Nevertheless, through our integration at ITM, we are now very strong in regards to monitoring as well. One of the design objectives for that solution was it had to integrate into the TSM Administration Center. And that's what it does. So you can basically manage TSM, and you can also run the reporting from the same graphical user interface, which is web-based. Another design objective was, when we introduced the solution, was it should be scalable. So the idea was that we can not only manage one TSM server, but a whole farm of TSM servers. And that's exactly what it does. The solution is very, very scalable. So you can spread it out, and you can you can install our reporting monitoring solution actually on multiple servers, and it scales very, very well even into enterprise customer environments. So it's scalable, right? It's flexible and it's extensible. So we deliver reports with the product. So we have predefined or pre-canned reports. You can use these reports, and you have certain parameters. So you can, for example, select a TSM server on which you want to report on. You can select a certain time frame. So you can submit them with various parameters. You can also change them, and changing them does require to use a development platform called Eclipse with a specific functionality that is provided by BERT, which is part of the Eclipse. So, long story short, we develop reports out of the box. We deliver reports out of the box. We deliver monitors out of the box. But you can modify or even create your own report or your own monitor. That is possible. It does integrate with reporting tools from other IBM products. So the idea here is that all products who use now, and that has changed in TSM 6.2, a technology called TIP, Tivoli Integrated Portal, that all products which use TIP have the same type of reporting capabilities. So that you can drive reporting for TSM and for other products, and I talk about those later on. I'll also talk about the others now. Part of TIP. We did have a former reporting solution for TSM called Operational Reporting. That is being discontinued. Nevertheless, I know that there are many customers out there, and they use Operational Reporting with success, and they like it, and they've written their own reports using Operational Reporting. It does still work with a TSM 6, so you can still use it, even though it is being discontinued, and we are looking into basically enhancing our current reporting solution rather than investing into Operational Reporting. Okay. Slide number five. What are the components? So there are a couple of components. Before I talk about these components, I do not want to confuse you, right? All these components, yes, they are being installed, and technically you have to know about them, right? So those are six components that are being installed under the covers. But, and here's my point, we deliver this, and that was one of the design goals, in one installation package with an installation wizard. Okay? So we have one package, so you do not have to pre-install these components. You actually do not even have to know anything about these components. They are basically information for the technical folks out there. I would probably not even talk easy.
Hey, Cyrus, sorry for the interruption, but you are breaking up right now. Can you do a quick double check? Thanks.
Okay. Yeah, I'm line here. The other line. That are part of the package. ITM, that is IBM Tivoli Monitoring. We have TEP, and we have the ITM TSM agent, which is an agent. In 30 seconds, sorry.
This is the operator. I'm sorry, Mr. Nilchin just was disconnected accidentally. We'll have to wait for him to dial back in here in just one moment, please.
Hello?
Yes, Cyrus, I can hear you now.
Okay, cool. So I apologize for this. my line was breaking up. So I should be good now. Okay, let me redo this slide, right? It's slide number 5, and we were talking about the different components. So, again, the product is installed in one installation package with one installation wizard. So these components are basically hidden from you, okay? One component is ITM, that is IBM Tivoli Monitoring. We do deliver the complete ITM package, the complete ITM software, okay? So you install that, you install the complete ITM solution under the covers. It's really a complete ITM server. It's, I don't want to say free of charge, it's free of additional charge. So you get it with our reporting monitoring package, and you can use ITM for monitoring TSM. If you want to do something outside TSM, let's say you want to monitor your operating systems, or you want to monitor your applications, or there's a variety of applications and operating systems that are supported by ITM. They have an agent for energy. They have an agent for exchange, SQL Server, Linux, all the variations of Linux, Windows, and so forth. So if you want to use those, you actually technically you can, because you get a full-blown ITM installation under the covers, but you would have to license. So you would have to basically pay for ITM if you want to use those. If you are just monitoring TSM, it is free of additional charge. So ITM is one component, then there's TEP. What is TEP? TEP is basically a graphical user interface for ITM. That's how I see it. I mean, it's probably not 100% accurate, since it is a portal, so it's a portal approach. You can start this as a Java application, or you can also start this within a web browser. So think of it for now as a graphical user interface to ITM. So what you see in TEP are the TSM monitors, not the reports. Okay? TSM reporting and monitoring consists of reporting and monitoring. Okay? And ITM is what's being used for the monitoring part, and TEP is the graphical user interface for this. We also use an agent. Okay, there is an agent, and that is a specific agent that our TSM development has developed. So this agent belongs to, well, Tivoli Storage. And we deliver this agent with the reporting and monitoring installation package. Okay? So it's a specific agent which reports on TSM and displays the results in ITM. So in other words, there is a specific agent that we deliver. Okay? A specific, I call this agent the ITM TSM agent. Okay? You do not have to use this agent, right? You can write your own agent. There is actually an agent builder available, which is part of ITM, and this agent builder allows you to build your own agent. So if you really want to get heavily invested into customized reporting or primarily monitoring in this case, but also reporting, and I explain that later, but basically, if you want to get involved in that, you can use that. You can use that agent, and that agent will give you the ability to pull information out of TSM, which is not being pulled by the ITM TSM agent. So you can build your own agent. Okay, and that's technically again licensing charges for ITM might apply if you build your own agent. But the agent comes with it. It's part of the installation package. Okay? Then the next component is TSM Admin Center. TSM Admin Center, and I was trying to find the right term for this, is, and I know I'm technically not 100% accurate, but it is like a plug-in into TIP. Okay? Let's just reflect this for a second. It's a plug-in into TIP. So TIP is the Tivoli Integrated Portal, which allows us to manage multiple products, TSM being one of them, okay? And the TSM Admin Center is the plug-in that has to be put into TIP so that you can use TIP to manage TSM. That's basically it. Okay? So there is an administration center. Okay? And then there is a little bit of infrastructure, which is a DB2 and a WebSphere application server. So those are two middleware packages that are included in our installation package. Okay? The data, one word to DB2, the data for reporting, it is kept inside DB2. So we keep the data for long-term reporting inside of DB2, which gives us flexibility. And the flexibility is, even if there is data from a current TSM server that basically disappears over time because it's short-term type data, it can be stored, and it is stored in that DB2 database. So in other words, you can keep data, and that's exactly what we do, for historical reporting purposes inside that database. For example, if your TSM server does not run anymore, let's say it's down, just to give you an example, then you can still report because the reporting data is independently stored in the DB2 database, and it also, this DB2 database goes across multiple TSM servers. So it stores data from multiple TSM servers. Okay? So this database has nothing to do with the TSM underlying database itself. We also use DB2 for TSM version 6 as the underlying database. But this database instance here is independent from the TSM database, okay? And it stores data for historical reporting. Okay, so those are the components. And again, they are in one installation package. You click on install, and they're all being installed for you. You do not have to worry about them. You do not have to pre-install them. Okay? So that's an important point. Now, on the next slide, that is TIP. I'm talking a little bit about TIP. And TIP is a fairly new approach. It's the same strategy that we're having for a couple of years now, which is providing a common graphical user interface for a variety of products. So I always think of a TIP as an extension or as a new version of the ISC, the Integrated Systems Console. Okay? It allows for web-based browsing access, and it is built to support various products as plugins. I talked about that before. So if you look into our portfolio right now, you can see that not only TSM is part of this, there is also a Tivoli common reporting component that other Tivoli products use. You will see that Fastback is now in there. IBM Information Archive uses the same technology, right? Even though with IBM Information Archive, this comes pre-installed on an appliance, but nevertheless, it uses the same technology. Fastback for Workstation, which is the former CDP product, also has functions that are now in the TIP, specifically if you talk about management that is across a whole environment. For CDP, so CDP now is also in TIP. There's also plans to migrate TPC into TIP. As a matter of fact, the last version of TPC did actually integrate into TIP. It was very loose, but it shows you that our strategy is definitely there, and we are integrating all of our products into TIP. That is the idea here. And, of course, you can use an existing TIP installation. So, in other words, you do not have to, if you have a TIP and you're already managing Tivoli products with a TIP, you can just simply plug in the TSM reporting monitoring piece. And you can, of course, also plug in the TSM management piece. Okay? These are two pieces, two plugins that go into TIP. One is the TSM Admin Center, and the other one is the reporting and monitoring piece. Okay, now TIP itself is not part of the TSM 6.2 installation package anymore. Okay, it used to be part of it, so with TSM 6.1, TIP was being delivered as part of this installation package. For 6.2, it has been decided that this is outside the installation package. And one of the reasons is, well, if you already have TIP, you probably don't want to have it in the installation package anymore. There was also the goal of streamlining this installation package. So those were the reasons why TIP is not part of the installation package anymore. Okay, so it must be installed separately, okay? So we have now basically two packages that are involved. One is TSM reporting and monitoring, and the other one is just the plain TIP package, which you can download and install standalone. There's a standalone package, and there's also that package that comes with the TSM server itself, okay? So we have two packages now, not one anymore. Okay, TIP is recommended to be installed on a separate server. And I have a couple comments here. I know that some customers have concerns in regards to dedicating an extra machine or an extra server for our reporting and monitoring solution. But let me make a point here. If you think that through, and if you think through what kind of functions we're offering, one of them is we can manage multiple TSM servers and multiple multiple other products for one graphical user interface and not only manage it, but also report on it, I think that one extra server can be very well justified. Okay? So there are ways of getting TIP and TSM reporting and monitoring working on an existing TSM server. Well, if you have TSM version 5, for example, then you could theoretically do that. But we do not recommend this. It's a question of resources. And also with version 6, you're going to have possibly colliding DB2 versions on the same machine. So it's just not a recommended setup. So I'm trying to say, bite the bullet, get one extra server, and put all the components, reporting, monitoring, TIP, on that extra server. Okay? So with one server, you can do it all. You can also report on multiple TSM servers, which I think is also a great benefit. That extra server, by the way, could absolutely be a virtual machine. So if you have a lot of virtual machines, just carve out one of them and make it your managing server and put TIP on that server and also put ITM and the TSM reporting monitoring package on that server. Okay, so what I'm saying here is you have to have one server, okay? One extra server. And with extra, I mean not the TSM server itself. You have to have one server, but that server can do a lot of things, okay? Reporting, monitoring, multiple TSM servers, managing other Tivoli products. It's worth it. I think that's what I'm trying to say here. Okay, so put it on a separate server. Okay. Next slide shows the TIP, and this is like a look and feel to give you a look and feel here. So on the left hand side, you see a user interface, and on the right hand side, you see the actual graphical display. So this is. It is similar to the ISC, but it's really much improved. So we did improve not only the look and feel, but also the installation footprint. So this one is much lighter. It needs about half of the resources and half of the disk space to configure a TIP now. So it's much lighter than the ISC was. Okay, what do we see here? Well, on the right hand side, you actually see the common reporting space. Okay, and you can click on this, and you can then issue the actual reports. Okay, now keep in mind, we have monitors and we have reports. Those are the reports that you're looking at right now. So this screenshot shows the reports and not the monitors. And as you can see, we have client reports and we have server reports. We have about 10 each. And those are the ones that come out of the box. They can be issued with certain parameters. They can be submitted with certain parameters. So you can do things like report on a certain period, or you can report on certain TSM servers, or you can also limit the number of, for example, nodes that you want to pull. And there are a couple of options built into these reports. Okay, let's switch gears and let's talk about slide 8. Slide 8, all the characteristics are I've already pretty much covered them. So it's one package, right? There's no additional cost. So So we basically give this away for no additional charge. You just license CSM, and that's it. You get this with it. It's all on one installation media. It can be installed, and it can run independently from a TSM server, and I talk about that later. It can plug into existing installations. So if you have, for example, an existing monitor solution, ITM62, then this will just right plug into this. With right plug into this, I mean you install the agent, and that's it, and you're done. And the agent installation is basically done in 5 minutes. So it plugs into an existing ITM installation, and it comes with pre-configured monitors. And I call them monitors, and the ITM folks gave me a little bit hard time on this because their terminology is different. They call this a workspace. So these monitors are, in fact, ITM workspaces that you can, by the way, also configure and modify. Okay, you can add your own reports, and for this you got to use Burton Eclipse. Okay, Eclipse is a development platform, and Bird is basically the tool to do that. So you can take an existing report, modify it, or come up with your own report, but you would have to get Bird and use that. Again, we are delivering about 20 reports right out of the box. So you don't have to do that if you're happy with the existing reports. The whole thing integrates into TIP. So the graphical user interface for the reports are TIP. And this is all part of the initiative of Tivoli Common Reporting and Monitoring. Okay, now how does a user look at that? So the user has basically, a user has two views. One view is TIP, and the other view is TAP. Okay? Now let's think that in for a couple of seconds. So the user sees the reports in TIP, okay, and the monitors in TAP. Right? There is a way of how you can combine those into one GUI, and I will show you that later on. But if you just install it plain, that's what the standard, that's what the standard is. So the user looks again at the reports in TIP, not only the reports, but they can also manage TSM from TIP. Okay, don't forget this. So TIP is the common portal for managing TSM and reporting on it and other Tivoli products. TAP is the monitoring side. Okay, so you have a reporting side, you have a monitoring side, you got two views, and the user will actually see them both. Now, you do not have to use monitoring, for example. So if you're only interested in reports, you can certainly do that, and in this case, you would just have the reports in TIP. And vice versa, you can also only be interested in monitoring. I can see that for an existing ITM customer, who already might monitor their IT environment, and now they add TSM to their environment, they might only be interested in looking at TAP and working with the monitors. So that's the user's view. And next slide, that is slide 10, I'm talking a little bit about the setup here, right? And the setup is really, really simple. I already talked about you want to have one dedicated server, but the good news is you can put almost everything on that one additional server. So you put the admin center there, and you put a reporting and monitoring package on that server. And that server or that machine, which could be just a simple plain virtual machine, allows you to centralize, monitor, and manage TSM servers. Okay. Now, on that machine, you can put the ITM TSM agent. It can be on that machine, okay? You have an option, though. You can also put that agent, or alternatively, that agent can go on the TSM servers, okay? So you have a choice here. So you can put the actual ITM TSM agent either on the TSM server or on the centralized TSM reporting monitoring server. So if you have, let's say you have three TSM servers, then that's my example here, I put the ITM TSM agent on the TSM servers here instead of putting it on a centralized reporting monitoring server. Okay? If I would have had one, I'd probably put it on the centralized TSM reporting monitoring server. So it depends, and the question is, where are your resources? So if your TSM servers are very, very busy, let me put it like this, or if there's a lot of load on your TSM servers, you can put that agent centralized. Okay? If you have many TSM servers, you probably don't want to overload your TSM, centralized TSM reporting and monitoring server, and in this case, you want to put it on the TSM server. So you have a choice here, and it's totally up to you. You have to keep in mind about the platforms. The ITM TSM agent does not come on all platforms where TSM server runs on. So the platforms are not as extensive as TSM server. Nevertheless, and I want to make this point, you can put the ITM TSM agent on the TSM reporting and monitoring server, okay, and report and monitor a TSM server installation that is not supported by the ITM TSM agent. Okay, let me give you an example. You have TSM version 5 running on OS 390, okay? Or let's say on OS 400. You can still monitor and report on that, even though the ITM TSM agent is not available on OS 390, not available on OS 400, but you can use that on the centralized TSM reporting monitoring server and remotely connect to that TSM server and report on it, okay? So by this configuration, we more or less support heterogeneous TSM servers on heterogeneous platforms, okay? And the user sees this in one graphical user interface. There is TEP and TIP. TEP for the monitors and TIP for the reports. Okay, and next slide, this is, I just added this slide because there was I received a lot of questions of how does this work internally, and I hope that slide helps explaining that. Okay, it's about the flow of data, right? When we collect data, on the left side, you see a TSM database. This is not DB2 necessarily because we can report on TSM version 5 as well. So this is whichever database is used for TSM. So it's either our proprietary database that we use for TSM 5, or it's DB2 when we talk TSM 6. Side note here, reporting and monitoring does support TSM 5, 3, 4, 5, so it's basically downward compatible. Okay, so data are being pulled out of TSM, and the vehicle that we use to do that is the ITM TSM agent. So the ITM TSM agent pulls data using SQL commands. At the end of the day, it's just SQL commands, and they go towards the TSM database. Okay? That agent can be remotely, so you can actually remotely connect you to a TSM server, pull the data, and then the data are put into a DB2 instance on the report and monitoring server. That instance is the name of it is TEP. So there is a DB2 instance that runs on the report and monitoring server, and that instance is TEP. From there, you can already see, you can already perform monitoring of TSM. Okay? So TEP contains the monitors, and you can see what's going on. So you can do real-time TSM monitoring, okay? This shows you things like what kind of sessions are going on, how many nodes do I have. This is primarily data that an administrator is interested in kind of looking at it from an administrative perspective. So this is real-time okay, monitoring. This is not for long-term data. This is not to do an evaluation of how do your storage pools grow over time or how much space do you have to foresee or what's the utilization of your actual tapes and so forth. This is just plain monitoring, looking at what's going on right now in your TSM server instances. Okay, from there, from TEPS, okay, and this is all happening on the TSM reporting monitoring server, there is a summarization and pruning agent. That's actually a task that runs on the reporting monitoring server, and that moves the data from TEPS into a DB2 instance, which is called Warehouse, and that DB2 instance is a different instance from TEPS. So when we do reporting and monitoring, we're dealing with two instances. One is TEPS and one is Warehouse. Warehouse now is from where the reports are being pulled, okay? So the monitors are pulled out of TEPS and the reports are pulled out of the Warehouse, okay? Monitors are visualized in TEP, and the reports are visualized in TIP, okay? The benefit of all this is, well, you can actually put data from multiple sources in that Warehouse. So you can have multiple TSM servers, or you can have other type data that you have in that Warehouse instance, and you can keep them there for long-term reporting. That's why this is an independent instance. And as you can see in the name of the agent, it's also a pruning agent. So it also deletes data if they're old. You have to take care of this. You cannot keep everything forever. So this agent also aggregates information. Okay. So real quick, I go over the flow again. We have an ITM TSM agent that pulls data out of the TSM database using SQL, puts it in TEPS. From TEPS, it goes into the Warehouse, and from the Warehouse, it can be visualized as a report. So that's the underlying technology. This is how the flow of data is going. Okay? So that's just for the internals. Again, one installation package, you do not really have to worry about that. Okay, next slide, slide number 12. I don't want to go through this, but you can split out the reporting and monitoring pieces onto multiple servers. So if your TSM reporting and monitoring server is not strong enough, or if it runs out of cycles, you can use additional servers. You can cluster the whole thing. You can scale very, very well. So the solution is really, it can support a small and medium businesses, but it also scales into enterprise businesses. Okay, now next slide, which is slide 13, and this is the installation steps. So what do you have to do if you have to install this? And those screenshots should really show you that it's not hard to do that, okay? So you get one installation package, all right? I talked about that package. That's really all you need, right? It's one package. You click on install EXE, more or less. It's a Java installer, so it also works on Unix platforms. You click on this thing, and as you can see on the screenshot here, you basically have two choices. You can install the whole package, or you can install the agent only, okay? If you install the agent only, you already have installed the package, and you're just putting, like, the agent on a TSM server, for example, okay? So there are only really two options, right? You install it all, or you only install the agent. Keep in mind, with 6.2, TIP is not part of this installation package anymore, okay? So it's not in there anymore. It used to be in there with TSM 6.1, and you had another installation option here. So that brings us to the second step, which installs the TSM 6.2 Admin Center. That's available as a standalone installation package or part of TSM, either one. That one does include TIP, okay? So if TIP and TCR are already installed, you don't have to install this again. So the idea here is that you already have the Admin Center running, or TIP, more or less, and then you just plug that package into your existing installation. So if you have it already, you don't need that step. Now, third step is a configuration step, really. It's not really installation. Here, that's configuration. You click, you go to ITM. ITM basically has a little management window called TEMS. It's Tivoli Enterprise Monitoring Services. You can go in there, and you automatically see the ITM TSM agent, the one we deliver, showing up in there. You double-click it, you point it to a TSM server, and that's all you have to do. Okay? So you have an agent. It automatically shows up. It shows up as a template. You double-click it, and here you go. You can actually point it to a TSM server. That's all you have to do. I mean, this is literally done in 5 minutes. Right? So very, very simple and very powerful. And then the last step is also configuration step. You basically configure the warehouse summarization and pruning agent. So that agent has to be configured so that we know which data we want to keep for historical reporting. Okay? That agent now, keep in mind, that agent, you don't really need to do that. If you, for example, only want to do monitoring, actually that's not required. The whole warehouse database would not be required if you're only looking for monitoring, okay? Nevertheless, in a full-blown installation with monitoring and reporting and monitoring, you want to have that step. And then the last step is you point, and that's not really a configuration step. That's just you simply point in TIP, you point your reports to the data source. The data source is the DB2 warehouse database that I talked about before, so you just point it to that database and start it from there. So, again, let me go back. Okay, first installation step, I was on slide 13, you install the package. Second step, slide 14, you install the TSM Admin Center. Third step, slide 15, you configure the ITM TSM agent. Fourth step, you configure the TSM reporting ITM. Slide 16, and the last step is on slide 17, and this is where you just simply point the data source in TIP to the DB2 data warehouse, and this is where your reports are going to be pulled off. So it's 5 steps. It's really not rocket science. It's fairly easy to do. Okay. What we support, next slide, that's slide 18, what we support is we support TSM 6261 and backwards. So you can report on TSM 5.5 servers. 5.4 and 5.3, I think we don't support TSM 5.3 anymore. But the point here is that reporting and monitoring is pretty much independent from the TSM server version. So you can do cross TSM servers, and we basically go backwards with the reporting and monitoring. All the operating systems, right, are basically supported. So, again, even OS 390 is supported. You just got to have the agent then sitting on, like, Unix or Windows and remotely connect to that instance. Next slide, that's slide 19. There are supported operating systems for the ITM server, and that's Windows 2003, 8X, 64-bit, Linux 32, 64-bit. You can actually check out on the ITM 6.2 pages what these are in detail. So we do, in fact, when we install reporting and monitoring, we go through a absolutely standard, normal, there are no specifics. We have not modified the installation process of ITM. You just install a package, we call the installer, and we install ITM 6.2 just the way it is. So we have not done any modifications in there, okay? All right, next slide, slide 20. Slide 20 is the operating systems for the ITM TSM agent. So we support Windows, AIX, Linux, basically. And again, we can connect. We can use those to remotely connect to TSM servers. Okay, next slide. That's slide 21. Couple of examples. The monitoring workspaces, those are the monitors, okay? So we have scheduled client activity, scheduled server activity, client current and server current activity. We can see errors. We can look into the TSM database and see how that's doing. We can look at the tape devices, storage pools, and the client backup status. Those are our monitoring workspaces. So as you can see, this information is all has a real-time character, right? This is for an administrator who wants to see what's going on, basically. And next slide, slide 22, there is a node activity monitor, okay? So I put an example out here, and that is, as I explained before, that's basically TEP. You're looking at TEP right now, and the data are in a DB2 database instance. And this is being pulled from that instance. On the left side, you can see Tivoli Storage Manager, and on the right side, you can see the graphical representation of all the data. Okay? So we can see here inspected objects, objects that we have actually backed up, failed objects, total number of bytes, and we can see the elapsed time. What is really cool here, you can actually modify these workspaces. And this is very simple. You basically drag and drop, for example, a pie chart on those graphics, and then they dynamically change, and your workspace is being reconfigured. So there is some customization that you can actually do, okay? There's, as a matter of fact, there's quite a lot of customization you can do, which I cannot cover in this call, but our peers in ITM, they have a whole set of enablement material. They have classes from 1 hour to 5 days on how to use ITM. So there's a lot of information out there. If you really want to modify these things, then take one of these classes. These classes are available on SPLL, so you can download them. They're also available through many, many sources. So we are we have published those classes in our databases. We are teaching them at Pulse next year. We do basically the same thing as we do with my classes, which is they're available download, and you can also schedule like a virtual training for that, and you can then take a virtual training on them, and you can certainly also maybe request a face-to-face type training for ITM and for managing these workspaces and modifying and customizing these workspaces. Okay, node activity monitor, that's just one example. I click forward, slide 23. There's the node storage monitor, similar. It shows all the nodes that we're having and basically how much disk and tape these nodes are using. And also how many tapes, like the tape volume count, is also a parameter in that monitor. Next one, server overview. So we can look at the servers, okay? And I'm pulling data from a server in Tucson here, and it shows me byte counts and the duration of certain operations. I can also look at the database size and see if that's in good shape and so forth. Tape volumes, we have a predefined monitor which tells you about the tape volume, so you can actually click on this and you can really see what's going on. You can see the data, capacity, use capacity, and how many objects, how many bytes are on these tapes. Okay, next slide, that is slide 26, historical reports. Now we're kind of switching gears here. Now we're talking about reports. Again, reports are in TIP. Okay, we got TIP and TEP. TEP and monitor, TIP are reports. And we have job status, backup currency. We have storage capacity backed up. details of backup, top 10 backup, top 10 restores, top 10 archives, top 10 retrieves. Those are new reports in 6.2. So we have a little bit more reports now than we had in 6.1. We also have the server reports, server resource usage, database details, disk and file usage, tape usage, and then so on. So those are the reports that come out of the box. And we call them historical reports simply because their character is historical. Okay, next slide, slide 27. That's an example. That's a client schedule report. So this is how these reports look like. The reports come in either PDF format or in HTML. So you can look, you can see them online as HTML, or you can look at them as PDFs. Or now we also support new formats. So Excel is being one of them. So that's a 6.2 enhancement, basically. So we do support also different formats. But as you can see, they're not like workspaces where you click around. They are more like something that you want to print. Okay. So that's one example, client schedule report. So you can see unsuccessful backups, missed ones, successful ones, and some that have warnings, so they require attention. So you see it has a graphical component and also textual components. Next one, slide 28, a client backup currency report. Next one, slide 29, storage capacity projection report. So this one tries to project your future storage capacity. So that actually does some trending here. Very basic, but I think very, very useful. Okay, slide 30, updates in TSM 6.2. We did not have too many updates, okay? One is we moved reporting and monitoring into the TIP, okay? So we went from IAC to TIP. Excuse me. The benefit here, of course, is primarily footprint. So we do get the new TIP, better look and feel, and we've reduced the footprint now. If you compare this with the first version we came out, it's probably about, I would say, as a rule of thumb, but it's a 30% reduction in footprint and CPU utilization. So TIP is much lighter. Okay, then, so we moved it into TIP, and we also moved towards Tivoli reporting monitoring using TCR. That's the underlying infrastructure that we use to create primarily reports, and that is TCR1.2. So we're now using TCR1.2. Can do everything that TCR1.2 can do. And one of the new features was scheduling of reports. So now we can schedule reports. We couldn't do scheduling before in 6.1. So now you can actually say, okay, I want to kick this report off tomorrow, or I want to kick it up every hour, something like that. We also support the ITM agent builder, okay? If you're not happy with our existing agent, you can build your own. That's what that means. And that is, of course, supported. It's a standard ITM function. And what that gives you is you can actually pull data from TSM server. You can pull different columns or different database fields that might not be included in the TSM ITM agent. Okay. So if you're missing information and you know that information is in the TSM server, you can, or you might have to write your own agent, basically. But it's very easy to do. It's a wizard-based agent builder approach that you can use. Again, there are classes on this, so there are many classes on how to build an agent and how to use the agent builder. It's basically a drag-and-drop a builder. Of course, you kind of have to know what you're pulling out of TSM. Okay, next slide 31, and that is a future item. So this is a roadmap item, and as you all know, plans might change, so there's no guarantee. We might not do that at all and not inform you about it. This is really, it's a roadmap item, And the roadmap item is that we want to add, so the current plan is to add Cognos reporting support into our TSM reporting monitoring solution, okay? So the future version of TSM, and that is actually something that is happening next year. So we're talking definitely beyond TSM 6.2. We're talking 2011, and the plan is that we add Cognos. Cognos now is an, if we do that, that is an alternative of using BERT. So you can basically choose whether you want to use Cognos or whether you want to use BERT. Okay? Cognos, how Cognos works is it works differently. It has its own extraction tools. It has its own graphical user interface. And what we allow you to do is to use Cognos and query the TSM DB2 databases, because that's going to be a TSM version 6 item. We allow you to query directly the TSM database, or, and I do need to make this point, the DB2 warehouse database. What does that mean? That means that you can use current reporting and monitoring, and you can seamlessly switch over to Cognos and use Cognos to visualize and create your reports in the new version of TSM. So you do not have to throw away, if you do things today with our reporting monitoring, you do not have to throw anything away, okay? Even if you decide to switch over to Cognos, which we will offer as an alternative. So we will not get rid of BERT and then put in Cognos. We will offer this as an option. So you can do either BERT or Cognos in the next major version of TSM. And Cognos, as a matter of fact, you don't even have to wait until we package this. You can take this today. You can get Cognos, and you can go towards the TSM database or the DB2 warehouse database, which is already in our TSM reporting and monitoring solution. So you can do that. I mean, nothing prevents you from doing that and just using Cognos that way. The difference is that we're going to package this in our future version of TSM. But that's basically it. Okay? And we're going to probably put it in the installation wizard and so forth. But I don't think that from a functional perspective there's anything more than what you could do actually today by just using Cognos. Okay? I'm not sure about the licensing, to be honest with you. I just know that we will not, when we package it, we won't charge for it, as long as you just report on TSM. A side comment here, Cognos cannot replace the monitoring piece, okay? Well, I don't want to say this. Probably, if you really know what you're doing with Cognos, probably you can actually get some monitors out of it. But what we offer today with the monitoring piece, with the power of ITM, you cannot just replace this with Cognos. So you can replace the reports, but not the monitors. I mean, ITM is just such a great product with such an extensive functionality. That's not just simply replaceable by Cognos. So you can replace the reports, but not the monitors. I would say that ITM is like way beyond the capabilities of Cognos if it comes to monitoring. It's a monitoring product and not a reporting product. So we will still keep, whatever happens, we will keep the connection into ITM alive, because we just tap into this world of ITM monitoring. And we kind of have both. So we will support the current reporting, and we'll also support Cognos. That's the plan as it stands right now, and as you know, plans might change. Okay, next slide is slide number 32, and a couple of thoughts on IBM Tivoli monitoring. I have thrown this in here because because the storage community does not know about this. And I think that's very sad. And that's why I've also written labs and hands-on classes that actually get you a glimpse of what ITM is and how good it is and what capabilities it has. Okay? So ITM is part of our reporting and monitoring solution. And you as a storage person might not really know that, but I want to really, I want to emphasize it, and I want to encourage you to look into ITM, to take some ITM classes. There are many out there. Do these classes, and I'm sure you will be very impressed on the capabilities of ITM. And this is, of course, across. This is not a sales call, but it's a cross-selling opportunity, right? You can actually tap into existing ITM customers and offer the TSM integration, and probably vice versa. So ITM is a very, very good product, and you get integration in this product more or less for free. Not more or less, you get it for free, for no additional charge. So really look into this. And if I move on to slide 33, I have a couple of thoughts here. We have a complement. So TSM monitoring, ITM, they complement each other, right? And by using ITM, you can monitor your complete IT environment, including TSM. That's the cool part. You have agents for all the platform, for all the operating systems that are basically out there, lots of other things as well. There is a way of even integrating TIP and TEP, and I'll show you that later. And this represents a perfect cross-selling opportunity. And, again, I want to encourage you to actually look out for the ITM enablement material. Next slide, slide 34, shows I've taken a screenshot here, and that agent, don't get confused, this is not the TSM ITM agent. This agent is a Windows operating system agent, okay? That agent only, that agent reports on, in this case, a Windows operating system, and that works side by side with the Tivoli Storage Manager agent. So if you log into TEP, you can see both agents, and you can also, there's also a way of correlating this information, okay? So a very, very powerful approach. With TSM, we're now part of this extensive monitoring solution. Okay, next slide, 35. You can actually launch the TIP from the TEP, okay? Let me say this again. You can launch the TIP from the TEP. So you use the Tivoli Enterprise portal, and from there you can see, of course, the monitors. You can monitor TSM. You can monitor all the other operating systems and platforms and databases that are out there. And you can then also launch the TIP from there. So the pointer is you can do it. Everything from one graphical user interface, okay? So you do TSM reporting, you do TSM monitoring, and you do Windows monitoring as well, okay? And in this example, it's Windows monitoring, but it, what that means is it stands for broad monitoring of a variety of applications and databases. So there is a common portal that you can build. You don't have to have two user use. You can combine this into one. Okay, now next slide, agenda slide 36, Fastpack. Let's switch gears here and talk about Fastpack a little bit. We have started to include these reporting functions into Fastpack as well. Okay? So on slide 37, I have listed the characteristics. The reporting monitoring for Fastpack is also integrated in TIP, of course, because that's from where we're going to centralize reporting and monitoring. So it's integrated in TIP. We have predefined reports that we deliver, so you do not really have to custom and develop your own reports. You can use the ones we just deliver. This solution now is reporting only. So unfortunately, we do not have this, you do not have an ITM agent for Fastback. So this is reporting only at this point in time, okay? The reporting works more or less the same way as it works for TSM, okay? If you install that, you also, of course, get one installation package, and it includes the predefined, pre-configured reports, okay? There is Tivoli Common Reporting as a component, which does include TIP. That component is a prerequisite for Fastback, okay? So the installation steps are a little slightly different, okay, and I'll talk about those. Charging, again, we don't extra charge for this. Next slide, which is slide 38, this is how it looks like. So you see the same TIP, right, that you see for TSM. You go to Tivoli Products, you see Fastback reporting in there, just like you see TSM reporting. It's just another plug-in. And from here, you can actually open it up and you see the Fastback reports that we develop. So I have Fastback capacity usage, I have Fastback detailed failures, executive count, executive size, initial usage, policy summary, repository usage, snapshot metrics, size summary, snapshot throughput, and storage usage. So we have about, I think it's 12 reports that we come up with out of the box for Fastback, and they just look like TSM reports. You can go in there and you can kick them off, you can schedule them, and you can look at them in HTML or PDF format, and you can, of course, print them and so forth. So it looks just like another plugin, okay? And next slide, that's about the installation. I'm talking about the installation steps here. That's slide 39. So the first thing that you need to install is the TCR1.2 installation package. That includes TCR and TIP. That's not specific to Fastback. So that package has to be installed upfront. That's a prereq. If it's already there, you don't need to install this. Step two is you install the TSM Fastback reporting package, which is much lighter than the TSM one. So this one is really a very fairly small package. It does include the predefined reports. It does not include TCR TIP because that's installed in step one. Okay, next slide, step three, slide 41. Here, there's something you have to do which you don't have to do in TSM. You have to import the report package. So after you install it, you have to go to all programs, to a storage manager, Fastback reporting, import the reporting package, and then you get the reports. So it's slightly different from TSM, from the TSM installation, but it's just a simple step here. And that's the third step, and the last step, that's the same as you do in TSM. You define a data source, which basically points to wherever you want to pull the reports from. If you install the default, the data, there is not a warehouse database being installed in for Fastback. For Fastback, it's much lighter. For Fastback, there is actually a Derby database that comes under the covers, and that's the one that keeps the data for Fastback. So Fastback is a much lighter package, but it does not include the monitoring pieces, and in the default case, it doesn't go towards DB2. It goes towards a small included Derby database instance. Okay, next slide, which is 43, and I'm trying to take some of your questions away here. How does the user see reporting and monitoring? Well, there are two GUIs, right? There's a TSM Admin Center, which is basically TIP in TIP. That's where the reports are, and the monitors are in TIP. Can you install monitoring without reporting? So can you only do the ITM stuff, right? Yes, you can do that. Can I install reporting without monitoring? Not really, because we use this ITM TSM agent to pull the data, okay? So when you install it, you have to install that agent, even though you don't have to use monitoring if you don't want to, but the agent must be there in order to pull the data from the TSM server. Is that supported for TSM 5? Download? Yes, absolutely. Can it be installed on a TSM server? Well, you can be smart, and for TSM 5, it's actually doable. But long story short, we just don't recommend it. You just got to bite the bullet, get one server, put the reporting piece on it, the monitoring piece, ITM, TSM managing, all in one server. So put it on an extra server. That's all I'm saying here. Is it one installation package? Yes, it's basically one package. What about the old TSM operation reporting? As it stands right now, we will discontinue it, but it does actually still work. Emailing, we get this question quite often. There are ways how to get emailing to work, but you would have to do some additional scripting or use some additional products on top of ITM. So right now, emailing is not automatically part of a package, okay? And we are considering this for future releases. Do I need an extra license? No, okay? But I have to make this point. As soon as you use more ITM functions and features, right? Like another agent, like build your own agent, things like that, then you would have to license ITM, okay? So everything that's just around TSM is free of additional charge, but as soon as you go on top of that, if you do more things with monitoring, then there are licensing charges, which is a good thing because we can basically upsell ITM here. That's key. Do I need to write my own monitors and reports? No. Okay, you don't have to write anything yourself. You could, but it's not required. And I know there are some folks and services who are actually ramping up to kind of provide custom reports. And a side note here, we're also enabling Cognos. So you can then use either one to create your own reports. Should customers write their own reports? Actually, they can, right? But if they use BERT, you will find that it's not trivial. So you kind of have to know what you're doing. So customers can, but we really recommend it to be a service engagement. Can customers customize their own reports? Yes, very, very easy to do. You can drag and drop things in ITM. And, again, there are many courses available that actually teach that. Does this plug into an existing ITM installation? Absolutely. It's got to be ITM 6.2, though. Does it plug into an existing TSM Admin Center installation? Absolutely. That's absolutely what we recommend. So it plugs right into an existing TSM Admin Center TIP installation. So what we recommend is now one extra server, right, but put monitoring, reporting, and managing TSM on that box for multiple TSM servers, right? Can I monitor and report multiple TSM servers? Absolutely, yes. Last slide, where can I get more information? A couple links here. I do have a course for ITM 6.2.1 reporting and monitoring, so we have that course available. That course is not yet, but in the next couple of days, it will be available on STLL, so you can download the course with the course material if you're IBM internal. We also provide this as an on-demand lab, so you can remotely log in and run this on our machines. That option is available for business partners and IBMers. And it does include basically TSM 6.2 installation configuration. It also includes the installation configuration of a plain ITM agent. So we have quite some material coming out, and all the lists with downloadable classes and courses is being maintained by Tricia Zhang. She will actually write a sales alert that will distribute through various channels, so that you have a complete list with all the courses that are available for download. We're also planning on coming out on a course for Fastback, Fastback 6.1, and that will include the reporting piece as well. That course might take a couple of weeks to be published. The TSM 6.2.1 reporting monitoring course is already out there. With this, I would like to open it up for questions. So please, I think, hit the star one button.
Yes. If anyone would like to ask a question at this time, please press star one. You will be prompted to record your name. Your name is required to introduce your question. Once again, if anyone would like to ask a question at this time, please press star one. One moment, please, while we wait for our first question. Our first question today is from Mr. Bill Baker. Your line's open.
Yes, I was wanting to ask the link here on page 45, Tivoli Storage Manager website, pointing to the products. I guess I'm looking for what would be the proper process for getting the CDs to install the code.
Okay, I did talk about course material that we have that does include the actual software, but I mean the proper process is actually to go through the standard channels and get the codes through them. If you're IBM internal, you can go to Extreme Leverage, and there you find a software download link where you can download both packages. And if you're business partners, you just have to use your standard channel and just get the TSM reporting and monitoring package. It's not downloadable from the websites.
Yeah, but for IBM internal, you can download it from the product's website, or is there another link?
The best link is if you go to Extreme Leverage. Through Extreme Leverage is a portal, basically, and that portal has a download link, right? And that download link does allow you to basically download all IBM software, everything, and that is part of that. So you might want to go through Extreme Leverage, or you might want to download the course material that we have, and that course material is on a site called SPLL that is unfortunately not listed here. Yeah, I apologize for this. I should have put the SPLL link in there. It didn't make it. But if you are on Rich Anderson's distribution list for the sales alerts, then you will get that direct download links from there as well.
Okay, thank you. I'll look for this Extreme Leverage and see if I can find that website.
Yeah. You will find it. Yes, you will find it, and make sure to get on the distribution list of Richard Anderson Sales Alerts, because this is where we keep the links updated. Right, let me put it like this.
We have no further questions at this time, sir.
Yeah, let's give people a couple more minutes, maybe we...
Thank you. Once again, if anyone would like to ask a question at this time, please press star 1. It looks like we have no questions, sir.
Okay. So thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you for participating in today's conference. You may disconnect at this time.